بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم؟ قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض. قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how important it is for the Muslims to make hijrah and to migrate from Darul Kufr to Darul Iman. And in that time, we are speaking about the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba who were living in Makkah Mukarramah, and they were mustad'afin, they were oppressed, and the kuffar at that time were causing them all types of taklif, and they were mazloom in Makkah Mukarramah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it incumbent upon them for them to migrate and make hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah, which was Darul Kufr at that time, and they had to move to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, which was Darul Iman and Darul Islam at that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now talks about that. That at that time it was incumbent for them to migrate until Fatih Makkah came. So Allah and then the Muslims of course were the victors, and they were ruling over the people of the land after Fatih Makkah. Everything was in the control of the Muslims after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a particular incident here. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they migrated. But there were groups, jama'at of people, mufassirin say, takallamu bil Islam, they spoke of Islam, that we are Muslims. But when the time of hijrah came, they did not migrate and they remained behind in Makkah Mukarramah. Until the day of Badr came, and now Muslims are in Madinah Munawwara, and these groups of people, the kuffar of Makkah, when they were going out of Makkah Mukarramah and going to fight the Muslims in Madinah Munawwara, they took these people with them. So they were actually on the side now of the kuffar in Madinah Munawwara. And on the day of Badr when the war broke out, then they were killed, but they were killed on the side of the mushrikeen. So in Makkah Mukarramah they did speak of Islam, takallamu bil Islam, but in Madinah Munawwara they were found on the side of the kuffar, and they passed away and they died on the side of the kuffar, because Muslimin at that time when they were fighting against the mushrikeen of Makkah, and these people happened to be on that side, so they were killed on that side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِ أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. When they were dying or about to die, the malaika came to take their souls. And these people now had definitely wronged themselves, because they were supposed to migrate, they did not migrate. They had the means of migrating as well, but they didn't migrate. Then when they came to Madinah Munawwara, they were found on the side of the mushrikeen. People like Qais bin Faqih, Qais bin Walid, and few other names are mentioned in the books of tafsir. So they passed away like that. So Malaika now, when Malaika came to take their souls away, قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. The Malaika asked them, like, where were you and what was your position here? Are you on the side of the mushrikeen or are you on the side of the mu'mineen? So قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They said, no, we were people who... Now they started presenting their feeble excuses for citing reasons why they were now found on the side of the mushrikeen. So they said, we were oppressed in the land of Makkah, and we didn't make hijrah, and they came out to Madinah Munawwara now to fight, but then they had to fight and be on the side of the mushrikeen because they were people who were mazloom. قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَ فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. So then the malaika said to them, that wasn't it such that the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so vast and so wide that definitely you could have made hijrah and come out and find a way to come to Madinah Munawwara, because definitely at that time you had the means to make hijrah, but you didn't make hijrah. In other words, your excuses are very feeble and they aren't legit for it to be accepted. So Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. For such people their abode is Jahannam. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. What an evil place. What an evil abode is Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an exception to the case of hijrah being fard and wajib upon people. So Allah says, إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ. Hijrah is wajib upon all of the sahaba, except for the following categories of people. and those who are deemed weak from the men and women, they are mazloom, and the children also are mazloom. But Allah says, لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا. They can't find a way, they can't find any plan, they can't make a plan to come to Madinah Munawwara. There's no way for them whatsoever to get there. They don't have the zaad, the nafaqa. They don't have provisions to get to Madinah. They don't have any means to come to Madinah Munawwara. فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah says, such people, soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا. Allah is most forgiving. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah also would make dua for such people because they were genuine mu'mineen. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that I and my mother, we were also from those who were intended in this part of the verse because we were from the mustada'afin, those who were oppressed, and we also didn't have the means to come to Madinah Munawwara. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriched them and they also found the way of making hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to deen and understand.